I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Zara. Today, I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. After 3 years of working 60-hour weeks at my marketing firm, I finally got the promotion I'd been chasing. Project manager, with a nice bonus to match. I should have known better than to tell my family before the money hit my account. "Oh, honey, that's wonderful," Mom gushed over our weekly family dinner. "How much is the bonus?" I hesitated. Growing up, money talks always led to family helping family.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Meaning whatever I had somehow became community property. Just the standard amount, I tried to deflect, but Emma, my younger sister, was already calculating. Must be at least five figures, she said, eyeing me over her wine glass. That firm doesn't do small bonuses. Emma would know. She'd worked there for 2 months before deciding it was too demanding and quitting to be a full-time mom. Now she had 3 kids under 5 and a shopping addiction Mom constantly enabled. Actually, my best friend Nina chimed in, trying to change the subject, Zara's promotion means she'll be leading the new social media campaign. Speaking of social media, Emma interrupted, pulling out her phone. Rachel showed me these amazing designer bags on sale. Perfect for a new project manager. Rachel was Emma's shopping enabler friend, who always knew about the best deals that somehow cost more than my monthly rent. Later that night, Nina warned me. You know they're going to ask for money. They always do. It's different now, I insisted. Mom knows I'm saving for a house down payment. But the next morning...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Mom called with that tone I knew too well, the one that meant she was about to suggest something expensive. Emma's having such a hard time lately, she started. Three kids are a lot of work and she really needs a pick-me-up. Mom, no, I cut in. My bonus is for my house fund. Family has to help family, she replied, using her favorite guilt trip phrase. Besides, you only have yourself to worry about. That only yourself comment stung, like being single somehow made my financial goals less valid than Emma's designer bag cravings. I didn't know then that Mom already had plans for my bonus, plans that would teach me exactly what family helping family really meant to them. The next few weeks at Bellamy's were incredibly stressful. Mom's diabetes was getting worse, requiring more expensive medication. Our health insurance had expired with her full-time job, so every prescription came straight from our dwindling savings. I'm fine, Jace, Mom insisted one morning when I found her checking her blood sugar with shaking hands. Just a little tired. You need to see Dr. Mitchell again. We can't afford another appointment right now. I picked up extra shifts whenever possible, sometimes working doubles 6 days a week. My feet throbbed constantly, but the tips were worth it. When Wednesday came around, Eleanor requested me specifically. Looks like you've got a fan, Mark said, clapping me on the shoulder. Vanessa overheard and scowled. She's just being nice to the new kid. She'll be back at my table next week. But the following Wednesday, Eleanor asked for me again, and the Wednesday after that. Each time she'd ask thoughtful questions about my life, my education, my goals. Each time she'd leave an extremely generous tip. Ryan nudged me in the break room. You know she's like super important, right? I Googled her. She's the CEO of Meridian Technologies. I nearly choked on my water. The software company? They're huge. Yep, worth billions. And she likes you, man. That's a good connection to have. Vanessa's attitude toward me deteriorated as Eleanor continued to request my service. She started accidentally bumping into me when I carried trays, taking tables that were assigned to me, and telling other servers I was trying to steal their tips. One Friday night, I was serving a table of eight when Vanessa approached me at the service station. Mark wants to see you in his office. I'll take over your table. When I found Mark, he looked confused. I didn't call for you, Jace. I returned to find Vanessa had taken my table and was telling the customers there had been a mix-up in server assignments. That table would have been at least a $100 tip. She's been doing this for years, Ryan told me later as we rolled silverware. Gets threatened by anyone who gets popular with the high-tipping regulars. Last guy quit after 2 months. I can't quit. My mom's counting on me. Just watch your back. Vanessa plays dirty. The next week, Mom's doctor called with her latest test results. Her kidney function was declining, and she needed additional medication. The cost would add another $300 a month to our expenses. That night at work, Eleanor noticed my distraction immediately. Something's troubling you, she said as I refilled her water glass. Just a busy night. You're a terrible liar, Jace. Before I could respond, Vanessa appeared at the table. Eleanor, so lovely to see you. I've missed serving you. Is this young man taking good care of you? Eleanor's expression cooled. Yes, Vanessa. That's why I've been requesting him. After she left, Eleanor raised an eyebrow. Not a fan? I shrugged. We have different working styles. As I headed back to the kitchen, Vanessa cornered me. Stay away from Eleanor's table next week, she hissed. Tell her you're busy. She's mine. She specifically asks for me. Things happen in restaurants, Jace. Drinks spill. Orders get mixed up. It would be a shame if your service started to slip. The threat was clear. I was caught between my need for this job and an increasingly hostile coworker determined to drive me out. The truth came out during a routine check of my bank account. My bonus had been deposited and withdrawn the same day. All $12,000 gone. There must be some mistake, I told the bank representative. I never authorized this transfer. The withdrawal was made in person, she explained, using your account information and ID. My head spun. The only other person with access to my ID was Mom. She'd borrowed it last week to pick up a prescription. I drove straight to Emma's house, where I found a driveway full of shopping bags and delivery boxes. Through the window, I could see Emma and Rachel unpacking what looked like an entire department store. Oh, you're here, Emma beamed when I walked in. Look what Mom helped me get. The kids needed summer clothes, and while we were shopping... Where's Mom? I cut her off. Right here, honey, Mom emerged from the kitchen. Isn't this exciting? Emma finally got everything she needed for the kids. I picked up a designer shoebox. The kids needed $1,000 heels? Well, a mom has to look good too, Emma shrugged. And since you got that big bonus... A bonus you stole? My voice shook. You took my ID and cleaned out my account. We didn't steal anything, Mom said calmly. Family helps family. You know that. Family helps family? I laughed bitterly. Is that why you spent my house down payment on Emma's shopping spree? Don't be dramatic, Emma rolled her eyes. You can save up again. I needed these things now. For what? Your kids don't need Gucci sneakers. Speaking of the kids, Mom interjected smoothly. They need watching tonight. Emma has dinner plans with Rachel to celebrate. Celebrate stealing from me? Stop saying that, Emma snapped. It's not stealing when it's family. Besides, you're just being selfish. You don't have any real expenses. My rent isn't real. My bills aren't real. The house I've been saving for isn't real. You can live with us, Mom offered. Save money that way. Though, of course, you'd need to help with the kids. That's when I noticed the papers on Emma's counter. Enrollment forms for an expensive private preschool. Let me guess, I said coldly. You've already enrolled them using my bonus money? Just the deposit, Emma admitted. But since you're living here now, you can help with the tuition. It's only fair since you'll be staying rent-free. They had it all planned out. Take my money, force me to move in, use me for free childcare while they shopped. The perfect scheme. I called the police, I said quietly. The room went silent. You what? Mom whispered. I filed a report about identity theft and unauthorized withdrawal. The detective should be calling you soon. You can't do that to family, Emma shrieked. Watch me! Everything unraveled quickly after that. The detective found clear evidence of identity theft, but I agreed to drop charges on one condition. They had to return everything they bought. Emma threw a tantrum worthy of her toddlers. These items are final sale. I can't return them. Then sell them, Aunt Kate suggested. She'd been my rock through the whole process. Or face fraud charges. Watching Emma and Mom haul bags back to stores was almost worth the stress they'd caused. Almost. I don't understand why you're being so difficult, Mom complained as she returned another designer bag. We're family. Family doesn't steal from family, I replied. Remember that phrase? The money was eventually returned, but the relationships were permanently changed. I moved in with Aunt Kate temporarily while looking for a house in a different neighborhood. Your sister's posting about toxic family members on social media, Nina told me over coffee. Funny how I'm toxic for wanting my own money, I laughed. But stealing $12,000 is family helping family. Mom tried guilt-tripping one last time. Emma's struggling without your help. The kids miss you. The kids miss their free babysitter, I corrected. And Emma misses her ATM. The final straw came when Emma's husband found out what they'd done. He was horrified. Turned out they'd told him the shopping spree was a gift from me. I had no idea, he said when he came to apologize. I've canceled Emma's credit cards. We're starting marriage counseling. 6 months later, I closed on my new house, without telling any family except Aunt Kate. Emma still sends occasional texts about amazing sales, and Mom keeps forwarding listings for houses near them. For when you're ready to be family again, she wrote. But I am being family. To myself. Sometimes loving yourself means walking away from people who only love what they can take from you. The house keys in my pocket prove that sometimes the best family isn't the one that shares your DNA, but the one that respects your boundaries. And my boundaries now come with a pretty clear price tag. Priceless and not for sale. It's been a year since everything happened. My house is coming along beautifully. I've made it exactly what I wanted, without anyone else's input or demands. The promotion turned into an even better opportunity when a client offered me a position at their company with double the salary. Emma's shopping addiction finally got addressed in therapy. She's working part-time now, learning to manage her own money. Her husband keeps me updated occasionally, and it seems she's slowly understanding the damage she caused. Mom still sends holiday cards with guilt trip messages, but they go straight into a special drawer. My reminder of why boundaries matter. Aunt Kate hosts family dinners now, and surprisingly, they're drama-free since Mom and Emma aren't invited. The most valuable thing I gained wasn't just my money back. It was the understanding that family helping family should go both ways. Real family lifts you up, not drains you dry. My new house has a strict policy. No unauthorized shopping, no guilt trips, and definitely no using my ID. Some might call it harsh, but I call it healthy. After all, the best investment I've made wasn't in property. It was in my peace of mind.